I've been teaching professional selling for many years, and one of the things I've learned is that everyone is in the field of sales. Everyone earns their living by selling something to someone. From the time that you take your first job to the time you retire, and for all the days of your life, you are always either selling or being sold to. Let me define selling for a moment. Selling is the ability to persuade another person to cooperate with you in achieving a mutual goal. Every kind of negotiation and persuading involves selling of some kind or another. Every act of parenting requires selling your children on good values and behaviors, on cooperating and helping. Your job is to approach everything you do from this viewpoint and then to learn the skills you need to become very competent in getting your point across and persuading others to your point of view. There are several areas where your ability to get the things you want can make a real difference in your life. To start with, there's your job or work. More than 80% of people working today would rather be earning more money or doing something else in their same company or working at a different job altogether. But they continue to stay where they are, earning far less money than they're capable of earning, and working at a job that they don't really like. And this happens because they don't know how to act in their best interest to change things. Happy, self-confident people have developed the ability to structure things in such a way that they always seem to be getting what they want. Meanwhile, people who haven't learned how to negotiate in their best interest always seem to be getting stuck with second best or with something that's less than what they had wanted or hoped for. And the same techniques that you use to be influential in one part of your life can be fairly easily applied to other parts of your life as well, as you'll soon see. We've already come a long way from the beginning of this program. The starting point of getting the things you want is to be very clear about what they are. Then, you start from your goal and you work back to the present day. First you visualize, and then you think on paper. You consider all the steps that you would have to take to get from where you are to where you want to go and then back again. And then you make a list of all the people whose cooperation you'll require in order to achieve those objectives. The most powerful tool that you have for improving your life is your mind and your ability to think. Unfortunately, as Thomas Edison once said, there is no expedient to which the average person will not go to avoid the hard labor of thinking. It's probably true. But it can work to your advantage if you develop the habit of applying your powerful brain to your situation before you start out. Peter Drucker, the management guru, once said that action without thinking is the cause of every failure. If this is true, then it means that action preceded by thinking is the cause of every success. This is probably why Thomas J. Watson Sr., the founder of IBM Corporation, had signs made up with the word think, and he had them posted in every office and on every wall in the company. This constant reminder to think helped to make IBM one of the most powerful and most respected companies in the world. Once you've decided what you really want and whose help you will need to achieve it, you think through the basic selling process as it applies to this person or situation, and you're ready to begin the influence process. First, there's the need to meet the person and to establish rapport and trust with that person. Today, the quality of trust underlies all relationships. The most successful people are those who invest a lot of time and energy building up high-quality, trust-based relationships, and then they maintain them over time. Smart people are those who take a long-time perspective with other people, and they think about interacting with them for many years to come. They think about the third and fourth and fifth interaction with the same person while they're still engaged in the first, and they behave accordingly. In the process of establishing trust, you ask questions to find out what the person's needs and problems are, and then you listen carefully and attentively to the answers, as we've discussed in a previous session. Everyone is tuned in to their favorite radio station, WIIFM. This stands for What's in it for me? You have to tune in to their wavelength and find out what it is that they need and want, or what problems they have that you can help them solve, before you can expect them to want to help you to achieve your goals. Once you've established rapport and identified problems and needs by asking questions, you'll then be in a position to present solutions and benefits. These are the ways that you can help the other person fulfill their needs or solve their problems. My friend Zig Ziglar says, "You can get anything you want in life if you just help enough other people get what they want." And he is certainly right. If you follow the steps properly up to now, and you've demonstrated to the other person how you can help him or her get what he or she wants, you're in a position to ask for action. You can now ask the person for what you want and for what you need. All you have to do is ask. Once you have rounded the bases, you cross home plate by asking confidently and expectantly for the things you want. This last part might seem obvious, but according to studies at Columbia University, fully 50% of sales presentations end without the salesperson asking the customer to make any decision at all. They just thank them for their time and leave, hoping to be able to come back some other day. If you only learned one thing from this entire program that would dramatically raise your self-confidence and self-esteem and markedly increase the quality of your life, it would be to develop the habit of asking confidently for whatever you want from whoever you happen to be dealing with. I've seen very ordinary-looking men who have obtained dates with and even married very beautiful women simply because they persisted in asking, and the odds worked out in their favor. I've seen countless people get outstanding jobs at ridiculously high salaries because they had the audacity to ask boldly for what they wanted, and someone gave it to them. When you ask politely and persistently, you cannot possibly lose. Before you ask, you have nothing. If the person says no, you're back in the same position that you were in before you asked. You may not have gained anything, but you haven't lost anything either. But if a person says yes, and eventually someone will, then you're far further ahead than another person who didn't bother to ask at all. I know a young man who started his fortune by going out and making what he called 60% offers on houses that were for sale. Whatever the list price was, he would offer 60% cash immediately, no questions asked, for the house. And it's true that he got turned down 99 times out of 100. But by calmly persisting, he ended up buying house after house, each of which he was able to mortgage for more than the purchase price, rent out, and eventually resell later at a far higher price.